Omaha Performing Arts has an exciting month with events to entertain the community. Bev Carlson, Director of Public Relations and Communications for Omaha Performing Arts, came to the KBNO studios to update us on all the events for June. But there is one in particular.
I'm always thrilled to be here, and today I've brought a special guest with me. Erin Darrell Gregory is the Community Engagement Manager for Omaha Performing Arts, and he's joining us to talk about the upcoming finale of our Voices Amplified series, and it's called Omaha's Forgotten Century. It's very special. This is the first time that Omaha Performing Arts has commissioned a full-length production like this, and Erin is really on the front lines of what's happening as we lead up into the performance on June 25th, and I wanted him to be able to tell us all about that.
Omaha's Forgotten Century is an original play about the stories and dances that weave a family, build a neighborhood, and change a city. The 60-minute production was brought to life by a team of community members. So we have community members who we pulled together that are performers, they are artists in their own right, they are educators, they are community partners, activists. We all come together, put this story together that hasn't been told in our city like this. So it's very exciting what we've been able to do within this production. Particularly, the story is about young Ernie and his grandpa Appa as they share stories spanning 100 years of North and South Omaha history, which is mostly special because it's upon 24th Street, which spans from north to south. So that should be very exciting because a lot of people have different ideas of what 24th Street means to them.
And Gregory does not want you to miss Omaha Forgotten Century.
In my most humble opinion, the audience, you all should not miss this event because it's going to be a cultural reset for Omaha. We have a history of being divided geographically, sometimes culturally, but this is something that is going to bring us all together.
Voices Amplified Finale, Omaha's Forgotten Century at the Orpheum Theater on June 25th. And now Carlson talks about all the other events for this month.
We're finishing up our Broadway season with Anastasia. That is the last show of this particular Broadway season. It closes on June 12th. Other things that are happening in June, the Glenn Miller Orchestra will be on site on June 8th. The RTs will be, used to be called the Rad Trads. They're going to be in the Holland Music Club on June 10th. Riverdance will be in the house on June 15th. I want to mention music at Miller Park starts on June 11th. We're presenting local artists for that, and that is a free event to the community. Also coming up in June, America, the 50th anniversary tour, will be on site on June 18th. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters and the Platters on June 24th. And then Sebastian, the comedian Sebastian Maniscalco, those tickets are going really fast for his June 25th show. And then really want to mention that July 7th, other things that are coming up that people might just want to be aware of is that they can still get subscriptions to the new Broadway season.
Visit o-pa.org for more information and subscribe to their mailing list. Also follow Omaha Performing Arts on their social media to stay informed. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.